Okay, so last week
αυτή επίσης,
we saw that Jesus was asked a question by the Jewish leaders. Yeah, where did you get your authority from? And Jesus didn't directly answer that question. He asked the question back. Yeah, was the baptism from John? Was it from man? Was it from heaven? And the actual answer on this question is the same as the answer on that question. Yeah, the answer is from heaven.
از آسمان همونجوری که گفت.
And he gave him a parable.
و یک مثالی.
Parable of a vineyard.
یک تاکستان هست.
A certain man was God the Father.
یک نفری که خدای پدر که خدای
پدر. Built some vineyard.
یک تاکستانی رو بنا میکنه.
Which we saw was the nation of Israel, God's people.
قوم اسرائیل اون تاکستانه و
And he said, husbandmen over it.
و باغبان ها. These were the Jewish leaders. در حق نگهبانان که دقیقا رهبرای یهودی شدن نگهدارنده اون باغ.
And then there's a certain man, yeah, God the Father sends servants.
خدای پدر خادمینش رو میفرسته.
The prophets.
نبی‌ها.
To receive fruit.
که میوه و ثمره تاکستانش رو دریافت کنه.
Of course they mistreated the servants.
و با اون خادما درست برخورد نمی‌کنه.
And there was no fruit.
و ثمره ای نبود.
And then eventually the certain man, God the Father sends his son.
خدای پدر پسرش رو میفرسته.
Is Jesus Christ.
عیسی مسیح است.
Yeah, so he would listen to him.
که به صدای اون رو گوش بده.
But the husbandmen killed the son.
و اون باغبون‌ها پسر رو می‌کشن.
So they could get the inheritance.
که در حقیقت ارث و میراث تاکستان خودشون.
And the story ended with the husbandmen being destroyed. تمام میشه
که نابود میشن.
And the vineyard being given to others.
تاکستان به یک نسل دیگه و به باغبان‌های دیگه داده
میشه. And of course at the end the Jewish leaders realized it was about them.
فهمند که در مورد اونها داره صحبت می‌کنه.
And the kingdom of God will be taken away from them.
ملکوت خداوند از دست یهودیان گرفته خواهد شد و به یک قوم جدید داده خواهد
شد. And they are angry and they want to kill him.
عصبانی میشن و تصمیم کشتن عیسی مسیح رو
می‌گیرن. In fact, we managed to do a few days later.
Because
we are here in the last days before the crucifixion. And they were afraid for the people. Because Jesus had just exposed them. Now, in Luke 20, the next part, we have a different group. That comes with a question to Jesus.
Yeah, they're
the same group of people, but it's a specific, group. Let's read Luke 20:20. And they watched him and sent forth spies, which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor.
و مراقب او بوده جاسوسان فرستادند که خود را صالح می نمودند تا سخنی از او گرفته او را به حکم و قدرت والی بسپارند.
So now there are people being sent into the group.
جاسوسانی فرستاده میشن.
They are to pretend to be people who are right, just people.
که به نظر آدمهای درستی هستن اما جاسوسان.
Yeah, people to be on the nice side, friendly.
به نظر میان آدم جزء گروه خوبن اما جاسوسان.
With the purpose of trying to catch Jesus.
So they can accuse him. مشتشو بگیرن و محکومش
کنن. So they eventually can basically deliver him to the governor.
و آخر سر بتونن به اون رهبر رومیشون اون سزارشون تحویل بدن.
Of course, the day here, the ones who are sending the spies are the Jewish leaders.
و اونهایی که جاسوسا رو میفرستن رهبرای یهودی بودن. Go to Matthew 22,
which is a parallel passage.
در متی 22.
And it's a little more specific. Matthew 22:15-16. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God and truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of man.
22?
Matthew 22, yeah, 15-16.
و شاگردان خود را با هیرویان نزد وی فرستاده گفتند استاد می‌دانی که تو صادق هستی و راه خدا را به راستی تعلیم می‌نمایی و از کسی باک نداری را که به ظاهر مردم نمی‌نگری.
Yeah, so specifically here it's the Pharisees.
اینجا فریسیان اعلام
می‌شن. Yeah, the religious leaders.
مذهبیون
and the Herodians. like a political group,
گروه‌های سیاسی
and they're teaming together to entangle
گروه
Jesus.
سیاسی و یهودیان با همدیگه همدست میشن که عیسی مسیح رو به دام بندازن.
Yeah, this whole thing is a setup.
کلن برنامه ریزی میکنن برای دام انداختن عیسی مسیح. خودشون تنهایی با دست خودشون
میدن.
و بعد دیگه شاگردان خودشون هیرودیان رو فرستادن.
Pretending to be a friend.
به نظر به عنوان دوست رفتن.
Yeah, flattering Jesus.
با لفظ عیسی مسیح صحبت کرد.
We know that thou art true.
میدونم که تو حقیقت
میگی. And teach the way of God in truth.
درست خداوند و حقیقت خداوند رو یاد میدی.
Of course, there's nothing wrong with giving an honest compliment.
در حقیقت اگه صادقانه یه نفر تعریف کنی مشکلی وجود نداره.
But this is not honest.
اما این صادقانه نیست.
Yeah, they want to take Jesus off guard.
میخوان عیسی مسیح رو trick him. یواشکی با گول زدن درگیرش
کنن. They don't mean this.
و براشون واقعا به این معنا نبوده.
It is just to get him to say something that they can use.
فقط یه چیزی بگن که بتونن ازش
سوء استفاده کنن.
اونها ماری بودن که برای به دام انداختن عیسی مسیح استفاده
کردن. Yeah, let me give you directly an application.
بذاری یه روش استفاده از این آیه رو بهتون.
We need to be aware. You need to be aware.
ما باید مراقب باشیم.
When people are flattering you.
ما باید مراقب باشیم. اگر کسی شیرین زبونی میکنه.
Because there are people that will come into churches.
که میان تو کلیسا و با شیرین زبونی میخوان وارد بشن.
With an agenda.
با یک برنامه.
Not being honest.
صادق نیستن ولی شیرین زبونن.
Trying to influence.
تلاش میکنن که یواشکی
وارد trying to spread false gospels or false doctrines.
با شیرین زبونی و با حیله بین مردم.
Yeah, Jude 4.
Jude
4.
For
there are certain men crept in unawares. Who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
490
Yeah, people will come in.
کسایی که اومدن تو
Yeah, trying to deceive.
اومدن به هدف گول زدن. اومدن به هدف نابودی.
Yeah, we've had people like that coming.
کسایی رو داشتیم که تو کلیسای ما هم
Yeah, we've had somebody not too long ago.
کسایی رو داشتیم زیادم زمان نبرده.
That actually after the sermon asked a question.
بعد از موعظه یک سوال پرسید.
There was no he didn't want to have an answer on the question.
سوالش این نبود که جواب بخواست بدونه.
He just wanted to argue and put forth his point of view.
و هدف
spreading a false doctrine.
و انجیل دروغین رو بین ما پخش کنه.
Yeah, so here we have these Pharisees who send their disciples.
این فریسیان رو داریم که شاگردان رو میفرستن.
With the purpose of.
با هدف.
Yeah, implementing, trying to get Jesus to say something.
توضیح بدن با عیسی مسیح و عیسی مسیح رو وادار کنن که یه چیزی بگه که با اون حرفش به تله بدازن.
Yeah, the first tried front on.
اول مستقیم رو باهاش صحبت کردن.
Yeah, but it didn't work well. We saw last week.
فایده نداشته.
Now they go the sneaky way.
حالا یواش.
First 21.
آیه 21.
In Luke 20.
لغابیست.
And they ask him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly. Neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly.
پس از او سوال نموه گفتند, ای استاد, می دانیم که تو به راستی سخن می دانی و تعلیم می دهی و از کسی جانب داری نمی کنی, بلکه طلب خدا را به درستی می آموزی.
You speak truth. You cannot be influenced by people.
تو حقیقت رو میگی.
We like to hear your opinion. Please give us the answer on this matter.
موضوع ما رو در میاری.
And here's our question.
و سوال ما اینه.
22.
آیه 22.
Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no? Caesar.
آیا بر ما جایز هست که مالیات به قیصر بدهیم یا نه؟
So Jesus, what do you think?
ای مسیح, چی میگی؟
Give your take on this.
نظرت چیه؟ بگیم یا ندیم؟
Of course, this is a deceptive question.
سوالی گیر اندازه.
Yeah, because it's designed to be able to accuse him.
هدف بوده که سوالی بشه که تهمت بزنن
و قانونی عیسی رو تحت تاثیر قرار بدن.
و آیه 23 میبینیم که عیسی فهمید کلکه.
But he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Yeah, this question really doesn't have a good answer.
سوالت درست.
If he would say no,
اگر بگه نه,
then it was they would just go to the authorities.
میرن پلو قیصر و ازش شکایت میکنن.
Which we already know was their goal.
ما میدونیم که هدفشون همین بود.
And they would just accuse Jesus.
و تهمت میزنه به عیسی
مسیح. As a rebel.
به عنوان اون قیام.
Trying to setting up the people against Rome.
قیام میکنه کسی که در حقیقت میخواد اسرائیل رو دوباره بر ضد قیصر بلند کنه. آشوبگر.
Accusing that he would be running some kind of revolt against Rome.
در حقیقت انقلابی رو داره راه میندازه بر ضد برای اسرائیل.
But then people would say yes.
اگر بگی آره.
It's okay for you to pay taxes.
اگر بگی آره درست مالیات بدی.
A lot of people wouldn't like that.
خیلی دوستش ندارن.
Because Rome was the oppressor.
چون رومیان اون زمان دشمن بودن که به زور اسرائیل ها رو گرفته بودن.
And people would say, "Oh, are you deciding with the side of our oppressors?"
مردم میگفتن، طرفدار دشمنان ما هستی؟
Yeah, are you the Messiah? Are you the one who's coming to help us?
چرا طرفدار اونها هستی؟
And you're saying that we need to pay taxes.
تو میگی مالیات باید بدم.
From the land that God has given us.
زمینی که خداوند به ما داده.
Yeah, and of course these spies.
این جاسوسان
these religious leaders
اون رهبران مذهبی اون زمان
they had come up with this question for this very reason
سوال و برای این هدف
so they could catch him on his words
و که با حرفش عیسی مسیح رو به تله بندازن
now they're anticipating the answer
حالا منتظر جوابن
ready to dive on it and accuse Jesus
منتظرن حمله کنن و عیسی مسیح رو به تله بندازن
they're about to have their rears handed to them
اما عیسی مسیح خیلی جالب
so let's see the response of Jesus
ببینیم عیسی چگونه جوابشون رو داد
Show me a penny. Whose image and superscription had it? They answered and said, Caesar's. Yeah, this was a Roman, the penny was a Roman coin. So Jesus says, hey, show me one of those coins you have.
Yeah,
and the funny thing is, they had them actually in their pocket to show.
Yeah,
showing that they were actually subject to the Roman authority.
که نشون بده که استفاده می‌کردن از پول رومیان در
جیبشون. It was image.
عکس کی رو پولتونه؟
The scripture has it.
صورت کی رو پولتونه؟ و جوابش قیصره.
It's verse 25.
آیه 25
And he said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and to God the things which be God's.
او به ایشان گفت پس مال قیصر را به قیصر رد کنید و مال خدا را به خدا.
Yeah, if this is the image that's on it.
اگه عکس اون پول قیصره.
Yeah, if it's his coin.
اگه سکه مال قیصره.
Just give it back to him.
بهش برش گردونی.
Yeah, gift to him or belongs to him.
Let him سکه که مال قیصره.
Let him have his coins.
سکه هاشو بهش بدی.
So does Jesus tell us to pay our taxes?
Let's make an application there.
Yes, he does tell us to pay our taxes.
بله، گفت مالیاتتون رو بدین.
And I'm all for paying the least amount of taxes.
من خودم مشوقه که حداقل مالیات بدم.
It does say, render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's.
آن رو به قیصر بدین که مال قیصره.
Let me show you what the perspective of Jesus is in this.
ببینیم که نظر عیسی مسیح در مورد
اون. Paying taxes is something that people in general don't like to do.
مالیات دادن مردم معمولا از مالیات دادن خوششون نمیاد.
In fact, we have strikes at the moment in Greece.
توی یونان هم همین الان اعتصاب داریم.
Because this deceitful government has decided to raise the tax brackets at the latest moment.
در آخرین دقیقه 90 سال درصدای مالیات یهویی برده 10% 15% بالا برده.
So suddenly people have to pay extra over the year.
حالا مجبوره تو کل سال طرف
Yeah,
15% اضافه تر مالیات بده دقیقه 90.
Yeah, that's basically the government just changing things.
در حقیقت دولت قانون رو در دقیقه 90 عوض کرده.
Making people slaves.
که مردم رو برده خودش
بکنه. Yeah, it's actually wicked.
که در حقیقت پلیده.
Yeah, but taxes in general doesn't mean that is wrong. Yeah.
نمیگم غلطه.
Yeah, so why should we pay taxes to
these
evil governments?
به این دولت‌های بد که از طرف خدا نیستن.
Now, let me show you that. Go to Matthew 17.
نشون بدم. متی 17.
Let's read a couple more verses on this.
Matthew
17 and read 24 for now. And when they were come to Capernaum, they had received tribute money, came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute?
و چون ایشان وارد کفرناهم شدند ماموران دریافت مالیات نزد پتروس آمده گفتند آیا استاد شما مالیات را نمی دهد؟
Yeah, tribute is the same thing as taxes.
مالیات اون زمان در حقیقت
مالیات ماست. Yeah, so Peter's being asked, hey, does your master pay tribute? Does he pay taxes?
مالیات میده رئیستون استادتون.
Now listen to the answer that Peter gives.
جوابشو که پتروس میده چی میگه؟
Yeah, read the first few verses words from 25.
اول 25 بخون. دو عدد اولو.
He said, yes.
گفت
بلی.
Yeah. So Jesus says, yeah, Jesus pays taxes. Yeah, that's the same we saw in Luke 20 as well.
Yeah, give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
But that's not where this story ends. Let's read only verse
25.
And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Or their own, of their own children, or of strangers?"
گفت بلی و چون به خانه در آمده عیسی بر او پیشی گرفته گفت ای شمعون چه گمان داری؟ پادشاهان جهان از چه کسانی باج و خراج میگیرند؟ از فرزندان خیش یا از بیگانگان؟
Yeah, so Jesus brings up this question again. Yeah, he didn't respond on the spot, but he wants to make sure that Peter understands why they pay taxes. Yeah. Who are the kings of the world getting their taxes from? Is it their children or is it strangers?
Of course.
Peter answers in verse 26. Peter said unto him, of strangers. Jesus said unto him, then are the children free. Yeah, they take taxes from the strangers.
Which,
of course, they were under Roman rule.
Yeah,
in the eyes of the Romans, they were the strangers. And the Romans were taking tribute, taxes from them. But then Jesus says, then the children are free.
Yeah,
they don't pay taxes.
Now
read the next verse, 27. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast a hook and take up the fish that the first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and for thee.
اما مبادا که ایشان را برنجانی به کناره دریا رفته قلابی بینداز و نخستین ماهی که بیرون می آید گرفته و دهانش را باز کرده مبلغ 4 درهم خواهی یافت آن را برداشته برای من و خود به ایشان بده.
Yeah, so what's the motivation? What's the thought about this? Is Jesus okay that, that they take these taxes? No. But did he pay taxes? Yes. And what is he saying? Yeah. If we are the children,
yeah,
we live in this land, it's our land,
yeah,
we shouldn't have to pay those taxes. Yes, lest we offend them, yeah, we pay our taxes. Because if you do not pay your taxes, they will get upset, even though they don't have a right to do so. We should pay the taxes so we don't end up in jail, so they don't destroy us. Now, what is Jesus basically saying? Yeah, this is not a hill you want to die on. This is not a battle that we should seek to fight.
Yeah,
I know. In Greece, evading taxes is a national sport. But it shouldn't be our sport. Yeah, give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
Yeah,
don't go on some anti-tax crusade.
As many people do in this country.
Instead, focus on the things of God.
Yeah,
focus on giving God what is His. Focus on serving Him in your life. Do not get distracted with things that are not important.
Yeah,
just give to Caesar what is Caesar.
He
wants his coins, then give him his coins. And give to God, which is God. Now, what is interesting about this answer Jesus gives,
yeah,
which image is on that coin? The Bible says that we are created in his image. Go to Genesis 1, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So Where do we belong to?
صورت ما مال کیست؟
If we carry his image.
اگر صورت او رو در براته میگیریم.
We belong to God.
مال خداوند هستیم.
Yeah, the Bible says you're not your own.
خداوند میگه مال شما نیستید و با قیمت زیادی خریده
شدید.
و باید بدنهامون رو به عنوان قربانی زنده تقدیم او بکنیم.
Using your life to serve God.
زندگیتون و هدفتون رو برای خدمت خداوند و برای جلال خداوند استفاده کنید. ما شبیه خدا هستیم، مال خدا هستیم.
Yeah, give our life back to him.
و زندگیمون رو بهش
He owns it. He belongs to him.
مالک اصلیمون مال اوست.
Go back to Luke 20 and read verse 26.
آیه 26.
And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer and held their peace.
پس چون نتوانستند او را به سخنی در نظر مردم ملزم سازند، از جواب او در عجب شده ساکت ماندند.
So the plan failed. It didn't work. They couldn't take hold of the words of Jesus before the people.
در مقابل مردم نتونستن عیسی رو به
دام بندازن. They marveled at his answer.
و جوابش تعجب کردن.
And they didn't say anything anymore.
دیگه هیچ حرفی نزدن، لال شدن.
Probably thinking this has gone downhill for us far enough.
بعد جوری به دام افتادیم، به جای اینکه موفق بشیم، بدتر به دام افتادیم.
Yeah, and it would be smart if they wouldn't try further.
حکمتش درست بود که ادامه دار ادامه
You cannot outsmart God.
شما از مال خداوند نمیتونید باهوشتر از خداوند باشید.
And you might think who would even try that.
شاید فکر کنیم کی تلاش میکنه خودش رو باهوشتر از خدا نشون بده.
These Jewish leaders were doing that for Jesus.
رهبران یهود اون زمان با عیسی مسیح کار
میکنن.
و خیلی هم درست پیش نرفت.
Do you know who is also trying this?
میدونید کی دیگه این تلاش رو میکنه؟
You.
شما.
Me.
من.
We're often trying to outsmart God.
تلاش میکنیم خیلی وقتا که باهوشتر از خداوند باشیم.
Here's how we do that.
ما چه جوری این کارو میکنیم؟
We read the word of God.
کلام خدا رو میخونیم.
We read the truth.
حقیقت رو میخونیم.
Then we think we do know better than God knows.
خدایا من بهتر از تو بلدم.
You're basically saying to God.
دقیقاً به خدا داری میگی.
I know what you're saying.
میدونم چی گفتی.
But I have a better way.
اما راه من بهتره.
And then you do it your way.
و راه خودت رو ادامه.
Only to find out that in the end it turned out that God was right all along.
خداوند از اولش درست بهت گفته بود و
تو. What you're trying to do is to outsmart God.
تلاشی که می‌کنی در اون مسیر اینه که می‌خوای خودت رو باهوش‌تر از خدا نشونی.
Have the privilege already.
تو افتخاری داری که کلام خداوند در دستای تو هست.
Knowing what ways are right.
و بدونیم که راه درست خدا چراست.
You have been given God's wisdom.
حکمت خداوند به تو داده شده.
You have been given the Holy Spirit as a Christian.
روح قدس به تو داده شده.
To understand it.
ایمانداران که درک کنید.
To understand this wisdom of God.
این حکمت خداوند رو درست کنید.
And then still you end up making choices.
و هنوز تصمیماتی
contrary to what God has said.
ضد اون چیزهایی که خداوند
ازت خواسته. If you do that, you're going to be put to shame every single time.
هر لحظه خجالت زده خواهی شد و هر دفعه باخت میبازی.
So don't try to outsmart God. Just
خدا رو باهوشتر
trust that what he has said is right.
اعتماد کنید که هر آنچه که خدا گفته درسته و حکیمه.
Yeah, so in the beginning of the chapter we had the Jewish leaders.
در آغاز فصل رهبرای یهود رو دیدیم.
Yeah, this whole group that were trying to entangle Jesus.
اومدن که عیسی رو به دام بندازن.
Now we had the Pharisees.
حالا فریسیان رو داریم.
We just send their disciples with their audience to catch him on his words. And now we have another group. Another religious group.
و الان یه گروه مذهبی دیگه میاد.
The Sadducees that are trying.
صدوقیان که تلاش میکنند.
27. Luke 20:27. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees which deny that there is any resurrection and they asked him.
و بعضی از صدوقیان که منکر قیامت هستند پیش آمده از وی سوال کردند.
And so here we have another group.
حالا یه گروه دیگه اومده.
With the purpose of discrediting Jesus.
که بیان عیسی مسیح رو زیر سوال ببرن.
And these people are not seeking for an answer.
صدوقیان دنبال جواب نمیگشتن.
Yeah. Notice that these people do not believe that there is a resurrection.
میدونین که قیامت رو قبول نداشتن. منکر قیامت بودن.
They believe that when you die that's it. There's only physical life, no natural life.
و جسمانی نیستی و قسمت روحانی نیستی.
And then now comes this whole setup.
و کل این اتفاق علاوه
for their question.
برای این سوال.
Verses 28 till 32.
آیه 28 تا 32.
Saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, If any man's brother die, having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. There were therefore seven brethren, and the first took a wife, and died without children, and the second took her to wife, and he died childless, and the third took her, and in like manner the seven also. And they left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also.
گفتند ای استاد موسی برای ما نوشته است که اگر کسی را برادری که زن داشته باشد بمیرد بی اولاد فوت شود باید برادرش آن زن را بگیرد و برای برادر خود نسلی آورد. از هفت برادر بودن که اولی زن گرفته اولاد نیاورده فوت شد. بعد دومی آن زن را گرفته، اون نیز بی اولاد مرد. پس سومین را گرفته، همچنین تا هفتمین و همه فرزند ناورده مردند. و بعد از همه آن زن نیز وفات یافت.
Now, let me first give you a context where they get this from. Yeah, they just said themselves, oh, Moses wrote unto us. So, just let's read it for a moment. And go to Deuteronomy, chapter 25, and read verses 5 till 10. If brethren dwell together, and one of them die, and have no child, the wife of the dead shall not marry without unto a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go into her, and take her to him to wife, and perform the duty of her husband's brother unto her. And it shall be that the firstborn which she beareth shall succeed in the name of his brother which is dead, that his name be not put out of Israel. And if a man like not to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate unto the elders and say, my husband's brother refuseth to raise up unto his brother a name in Israel, he will not perform the duty of my husband's brother. Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak unto him. And if he stand to it and say, I like not to take her, then shall his brother's wife come unto him in the presence of the elders and loose his shoe from off his foot and spit him in his face and shall answer and say, so shall it be done unto the man that will not build up his brother's house. And his name shall be called in Israel the house of him that had his shoe loosed.
هرگاه از برادرانی که با هم ساکنند یکی بمیرد و او را پسری نباشد، زن متوفا نباید به شخص بیگانه در بیرون داده شود، بلکه برادر شوهرش باید به او در آمده او را برای خود به زنی بگیرد و وظیفه برادر شوهری را در حق وی به جا آورد. نخستین پسری که آن زن بزاید باید نام برادر متوفا را بر خود گیرد تا نام او از اسرائیل محو نگردد. اما اگر آن مرد نخواهد زن برادرش را بگیرد، آنگاه زن برادرش به دروازه شهر نزد مشایخ برود و بگوید برادر شوهرم از زنده نگاه داشتن نام برادرش در اسرائیل سر باز می‌زند و نمی‌خواهد وظیفه برادر شوهری را در حق من به جای آورد. آنگاه مشایخ شهر او را فرا خوانده با وی سخن بگویند. اگر آن مرد اصرار بورزد و بگوید نمیخواهم او را بگیرم، آنگاه زن برادرش در حضور مشایخ شهر به وی نزدیک شده کفش او را از پایش بدر آورد و به رویش آب دهان افکنده بگوید با کسی که خانه برادرش را بنا نکند چنین کرده شود و خاندان او در اسرائیل به نام خاندان کفش کنده شناخته خواهد شد.
Yeah, so this is what they're referring back to. If a man would die, yeah, leaving behind a widow wife without children, the idea was this man's lineage would stop. So the brother of that man, yeah, should then take her to wife. So the first child would be called of his brother. So the name of his brother would be carried on.
Yeah,
so his name would be forgotten. Now, of course, the brother could refuse that, but then it was considered something dishonorable. So here the scenarios, here the Sadducees paint this scenario. Yeah. What if this happens 7 times in a row?
Now,
is this realistic? No, of course not. Yeah, she probably needs to be investigated if this was true.
Because
marrying this woman is a health risk.
Now,
after the second, you should be starting to become suspicious.
Yeah,
but this question, this isn't set up for the actual question. Yeah, verse 33. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife.
و بعد از همه آن پس در قیامت زن کدام یک از ایشان خواهد بود، زیرا که هر هفت نفر اونو داشته بود.
So the Sadducees are actually asking these questions and they don't even believe in the resurrection.
Yeah,
they're not asking this question to learn from Jesus. They're not interested in the answer. They are trying to set him up. Yeah, just to trick him into a place where he can answer something. And I think, we got you now.
Yeah.
And this really sounds like a question they've tried before on their opponents. Yeah, like this is winning your argument. This is a good question.
Yeah,
to get the Pharisees who were to get them thinking. Now listen to the answer that Jesus gives.
Which
verses 34 to 36. And Jesus answering said unto them, the children of this world marry, and are given in marriage. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection.
عیسی در جواب ایشان گفت فرزندان این عالم ازدواج می کنند و به ازدواج داده می شوند اما آنانی که شایسته رسیدن به آن عالم و به قیامت از مردگان شوند نه ازدواج می کنند و نه به ازدواج داده می شوند زیرا ممکن نیست که دیگر بمیرند از آن جهت که مثل فرشتگان و پسران خدا می باشند اون که پسران قیامت هستند.
Yeah, so Jesus basically tells them, in this world, people marry and are given into marriage.
Yeah.
While on this earth, that's what we do. But in the resurrection, neither will they marry, nor will they be given in marriage. Now what Jesus is doing, he's first dealing with the wrong assumption that is there. Now the question is, who will this woman be the wife of? Yeah, that assumes that in the resurrection there is marriage. But that's not the case. Jesus points out in the resurrection there will be no marriage. And remember, marriage was a contract under the law. And it lasts as long as both spouses are alive.
Yeah.
When you physically die, you are not married anymore. And in the resurrection, you will not be married. Yeah. Your wife now will not be your wife in heaven. Your husband now will not be your husband in heaven. Yeah, and marriage is something of this world.
Farid says, go another one.
No. Didn't you read the first part?
Yeah.
We will not have a wife or a husband. Yeah, when you receive your glorified body, you won't have a wife or a husband in the millennium reign of Christ. You'll be like the angels in the sense that you do not marry. Yeah, things will be different. Now, why would that be? Now, what's the purpose of a marriage on this world? Primary purpose is procreation. Having children. Yeah. Why do we need that? Because people die.
Yeah,
the Bible says we are to replenish the earth. Yeah. Then there will be no need anymore to replenish the earth. Because people won't die anymore. Yeah, they live forever. In heaven, nobody will be born, nobody will die. So Jesus starts telling the Sadducees, hey, your assumption is wrong. This is not how it works. This hypothetical seven husband woman will not be married to any of those men. Marriage is not a thing in the resurrection.
And
by the way, if you, I don't know if I mentioned it when we talked about the Mormons.
One of their pet
beliefs is that they believe that marriage is eternal. Yeah, you marry on earth. For eternity, that will be your husband or your wife. Yeah, of course, Jesus debunks that here. Yeah, saying that marriage is not a thing in the resurrection. Yeah, so the assumption is debunked now. It's just the wrong question. A better question would have been, will she be a wife to anybody in the resurrection?
Yeah.
Answer no. And then he continues to deal with their basic false doctrine that they believe that there is no resurrection. Verse 37 and 38. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses hewed at the bush when he called the Lord, Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob, for he is not a God of the dead but of the living, for all live unto him.
اما این که مردگان برمیخیزند موسی نیز از شر همان بوده نشان داد چنانکه خداوند را خدای ابراهیم و خدای اسحاق و خدای یعقوب خواند حال آنکه خدای مردگان نیست بلکه خدای زندگان است زیرا همه نزد او زنده هستند.
So ouch, they didn't sign up for that when they asked that question.
وقتی سوالو پرسیدن توقع این جوابو نداشت.
Now Jesus is debunking their main pet doctrine.
عیسی مسیح حالا داره حمله میکنه به اعتقاد اصلی.
And Jesus points to the story of Moses at a burning bush.
و اون زمانی که موسی به اون بوته آتش نگاه میکرد.
Now notice here that it says that Moses called God.
میگه که موسی خدا رو
خواند. Yeah, he called God the God of Abraham. The God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
And that is
current tense.
خدایی که الان هست نه خدای یعقوب بود خدای ابراهیم بود
خدای
یعقوب بود خدای زندگان.
Now let's read that story for a moment.
Exodus 3. خروج 3.
Exodus 3 and read verses 3 till 6.
3 تا 6.
And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put up thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
پس با خود اندیشید بدان سو میشم تا این امر شگفت را بنگرم و ببینم بوته چرا نمیسوزه چون خداوند دید موسی بدان سو میآید تا بنگرد خدا از درون بوته ندا در داد ای موسی ای موسی موسی گفت لبیک خدا گفت نزدیکتر میا کفش از پا بدر آر زیرا جایی که بر آن ایستاده ای زمین مقدس است و افزود من هستم خدای پدرت خدای ابراهیم خدای اسحاق و خدای یعقوب
Yeah, now that is also what God says here. I am the God of their father, current tense.
Yeah,
I am the God of Abraham, I am the God of Isaac, I am the God of Jacob.
Now, هستم که بودم
were any of them physically alive at that point in time?
در اون زمانی که با موسی حرف می‌زده آیا ابراهیم و اسحاق زنده بودن یا نه
they died long ago
خیلی قبل از اونها مرده بودن
yet God identified themselves
خداوند میگه
as the God
من
who is the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob
و نمیگه خدا ابراهیم
God is the God of living because Abraham is alive today
خدای زنده هاست
Isaac is alive today
چون ابراهیم و اسحاق امروز هم زندن یعقوب هم امروز زنده است
and
و با خداوند
they will be part of the resurrection
و قسمتی از زنده شدن عیسی مسیح هست در روز قیامت
verse 39 then certain of the scribes answering said master thou hast well said
از بعضی از کاتبان در جواب گفتند ای استاد نیکو گفتی
so This is not the Sadducees that are answering or responding here. It is certain of the scribes that say, Master, thou hast well said. Now, I have a feeling, I can prove that, but I have a feeling that these scribes are from the group that believe in the resurrection. And they had just witnessed their rivals being slaughtered in front of the people. And they were just given this great argument to show that they were right.
Thou
hast well said. We like this answer. Read the next verse, 40. And after that, they durst not ask him any questions at all. So, none of the religious people
dare
to ask more questions. Because remember, this is happening in public. And Jesus is just exposing their errors for all to see. Yeah, so they're kind of done with this Jesus asking questions thing.
But
Jesus is not finished with them.
He's not finished
with the Jewish leaders
and
with this religious elite. So now Jesus gives them a question.
41.
And he said unto them, how say they that Christ is David's son? Now, the word Christ means Messiah.
مسیح.
Yeah, the anointed one, the chosen one.
شده,
that God would send.
فرستاده,
of course, that Jesus Christ is Jesus the Messiah.
مسیح, مسیح
so Jesus says, your teachers,
میگه,
yeah, they say that Christ is David's son.
معلمین خودتون عیسی مسیح میگه میگن که عیسی مسیح پسر داوود.
Is that true?
آیا واقعیته؟
Yes, absolutely.
بله.
Because Jesus was from the lineage of David.
از نسل داوود بود. پس
and we see if you read the New Testament, he's often to refer to as the son of David.
اگر عهد جدید رو بخونیم میبینیم که بارها و بارها بهش اشاره شده به عنوان پسر داوود.
Then they had this understanding that the Christ would come, the Messiah that would come.
اون درک رو داشتن اون مسیحی که میاد
from the lineage of David.
از نسل داوود
yeah, a physical descendant of King David.
اون سمت عیسی مسیح پادشاه داوود.
Yeah, so if the Messiah wanted to qualify, he had to be from that lineage.
مسیح باید ثابت بشه و باید از نسل داوود میومد.
Now, what had the people just been shouting when Jesus came into the city?
مردم اون زمان وقتی عیسی مسیح وارد اورشلیم شد چه فریاد میزدن در روز عید نخها؟
Matthew 21:9. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! Yeah, Hosanna to the Son of David.
And to
make matters even worse, read verse 15. This is what they're saying in the temple. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased.
اما رؤسای کاهنان و کاتبان چون عجایبی که از او صادر میگشت و کودکان را که در معبد فریاد برآورده هوشعیانا پسر داوود میگفتند دیدن غضبناک گشته.
Yeah, the people were referring to Jesus as their Messiah.
همه مردم فریاد میزدند که هوشعیانا مسیح موعود ما عیسی مسیح است.
The scribes were not happy.
و کاتبان اون زمان خوشحال نبودند چون میدونستند حرفش به پیچ و پیچ گویند.
So the question is, how say they that Christ is David's son?
کی میگه پس عیسی مسیح داوود پسر عیسی مسیح پسر داوود؟
That was not a hard question because everybody knew that the Messiah would be David's son.
همه میدونستن که مسیح موعود پسر داوود.
But now comes the real question behind
it. اما سوال واقعی بعد از اون اتفاق میفته.
Read verses 42 and 44.
44 رو بخون.
And David himself said in the book of Psalms, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore called him Lord. How is he then his son?
و خود داوود در کتاب مزامیر میگوید خداوند به خداوند من گفت به دست راست من بنشین تا دشمنان تو را پاینداز تو سازند پس چون داوود او را خداوند میخواند چگونه پسر او میباشد؟
Now this if you want to read at home, this is Psalm 110.
Yeah,
and it's a psalm about the Messiah. Yeah, so everybody knew that Christ, the Messiah, would be David's son. So why does David himself say the following?
Yeah,
the Lord, which is in capitals, meaning Jehovah, God, yeah, said to my Lord, David's Lord, small letters, yeah, which the meaning of the word is like boss, the authority that he is under. And of course, this psalm is about the Messiah. This is referred to the Messiah. Yeah, so the Bible teaches that the Messiah is David's son. But then David is saying the Messiah is his Lord. Yeah, why is King David calling him Lord? Why is he calling him boss? Why is he indicating he's under his authority? While he's also a son of David. Now, what is the answer of that question?
Yeah,
God was manifest in the flesh. That's how. God came to the lineage of David.
خداوند از نسل داوود آمد
Yeah, the crisis both before David and after David. The crisis is the one who is over David as authority. But then he also came as a servant. Revelation 22:16. And this is Jesus speaking. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star.
من عیسا فرشته خود را فرستادم تا شما را در کلیساها بدین امور شهادت دهم. من ریشه و نسل داوود و ستاره درخشنده صبح هستم.
Yeah, so Jesus is saying, I am the root.
من ریشه و نسل داوود هستم. من از ریشه نسل داوودم.
I am God, basically. That's what he's saying. But at the same time, I'm also the offspring. I'm the fruit of that.
و همچنین نسل داوودم. هم ریشم هم نسلم.
Physically he came in the flesh as a man.
یعنی در حقیقت به عنوان خداوندی که جس پوشید. خدایی که جس پوشید.
Yeah. They thought that the Christ,
فکر میکردن مسیح بود. اون مسیحی که
منتظرشن. Was just a physical descendant of David.
اون از فقط جسمانی از نسل داوود.
But he was not just a physical descendant.
اما جسمانی از طرف داوود.
He was God.
خداوند
بود
که آمد بر روی زمین جس پوشید.
Revelation 21:6.
مکاشفه 21:6.
And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely.
باز مرا گفت تمام شد. من الف و یا و ابتدا و انتها هستم. من به هر که تشنه باشد از چشمه آب حیات به رایگان خواهم
بود. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega.
عیسی مسیح الف و یا هست.
Yeah,
ابتدا و انتها.
So
عیسی مسیح خداونده.
Here's a question for you Jewish leaders.
سوالی که دارم برای همه یهودی هایی
که میگه. Question for you, you religious elite.
اون مذهبیون زمانه اون.
Yeah, who is this Christ?
سوالی دارم این مسیح کیست؟
This Messiah that you are waiting for.
این مسیح که منتظرش هستی کیست؟ اون کسی که سالها انتظارش کشیدی.
Here's who he really is.
He is
God in the flesh.
خداییست که جس پوشید.
Yeah, it's the same person.
همون کسی بود که.
Yeah, that was just announced by so many people.
با خیلی ها شاوتینگ
Hosanna
اعلام شد و با زبانشون اعلام کردن هوشیانا به پسر داوود.
It's the same person.
همون کسی هست
که. That you've seen doing miracles among you.
دیدیم معجزاتی که در میان شما انجام داده.
It's the same person that you were talking to.
همون کسی بود که دارین امروز باهاش صحبت میکنید.
Who do you think I am?
فکر میکنید من کی هستم؟
Oh, just a man. No, I'm God who came in the flesh.
من خدایی هستم که جسم
شدم. Rejecting me.
و امروز مرا رد
کردی. Question my authority.
سوال من و قدرت من رو زیر سوال بردی.
Try to destroy me, to trick me.
دارین تلاش میکنین مرا گول بزنید و به دام بندازید.
You are about to go into history.
شما دارین در تاریخ ثبت میشین.
Killing the son of God.
که کشتن پسر خداوند با دستای شما صورت
گرفت. Yeah, the certain man.
اون فرد.
Who had a vineyard.
که تاکستان رو داشت.
Yeah. You are the husbandman of the vineyard.
شما باغبانان اون تاکستانی الان.
You killed the son.
شما پسر اون با تاکستان دار و صاحب تاکستان رو کشتید.
Yeah. Jesus declares to them, I am the Lord of David.
من خداوند داوود هستم.
Yeah, I'm God. That is what Jesus declares to them. And he closes with his warning.
اعلام میکنه در لوقا
45-47.
این اعلام خطر تمومش میکنه 45-47.
In the audience of all the people, he said unto his disciples, beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts which devour widows' houses and for a shoe make long prayers, the same shall receive greater damnation.
و چون تمامی قومی شنیدند به شاگردان خود گفت بپرهیزید از کادمانی که رفتن در لباس دراز را میپسندند و سلام در بازارها و صدر کنیسه ها و بالا نشستن در ضیافت ها را دوست میدارند و خانه های بیوه‌زنان را فرو میبلعند و دعا را به ریاکاری طول میدهند. اینها عذاب شدیدتری خواهند.
Now the Jewish leaders, the religious elite, they have stopped talking. They have been silenced now.
سکوت کردند و الان در حال حاضر.
Yeah, there's nothing they can say anymore.
هیچ چیز دیگه‌ای نمی‌تونن بگن.
He has put them in their place.
و اونها رو سر جاشون نشوند.
And now he's warning the people for them.
و حالا اعلام خطر می‌کنه.
Beware of the scribes.
مراقب اون کاتبان باشید.
Yeah, they walk in long robes.
با اون لباس‌های بلند و دراز راه می‌رن.
They love their nice position. They love to be greeted.
They love to
prominent places.
همه به همه بهشون سلام کنن. اون مقام ارزش دنیاویشون رو دوست
دارن. Nothing has changed.
هیچ چیزی تو دنیا از عوض نشده.
You have the imams.
امروز هم امام ها رو داریم.
Yeah. who love the praises,
who love the status.
Yeah, you have the Orthodox priests wearing also long robes, the Catholic priests who love the status,
who
love the privileges. And Jesus is warning us for people like that.
They're hypocrites.
They shall receive greater damnation.
Yeah.
There's different levels of hell.
تو جهنم قسمت‌های و طبقات مختلف
There are those who have a greater damnation.
کسایی رو داریم که در حقیقت عذابشون
بیشتره. مذهبیان
اون زمان و دروغین هستند.
It will be among those who have a greater damnation.
اونها هستند که نابودیشون بیشتره.
Yeah, the Pope will have a specific place, extra hot in hell.
تو جهنم اون صندلیش بیشتر داغه و آتشش قوی‌تره.
The religious leaders.
رهبران مذهبی.
Yeah, the religious leaders will lead people astray.
امروز مردم رو از خدا دور کردن.
They will have a greater punishment.
مجازاتشون سنگین‌تر و عظیم‌تر خواهد.
Yeah, so Jesus just finished those religious leaders off here.
مذهبیون اون زمان رو
He has been revealing them for what they really are.
و گذاشتشون کنار.
For the fools they are.
و اعلام کرد که چقدر احمقن.
He is revealing what will happen to them.
And
warning the people to stay away from them.
Yeah, beware for these religious people.
Looking good from the outside, but inside they're full of
wickedness.
Yeah, inside they're full of dead man's bones. Yeah, don't be fooled. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.